I have so many better ways to do this now that it is ridiculous. At this point, I have now microphones and I have a room and I have like all types of ways that I can get out my thoughts and share them. But it seems that the most consistent way or the best way that I'll be consistent is just picking up my phone and talking into it. So that's what I'll do for the next minute or so. I want to say thank you. I don't always get enough time, or I guess I don't always take the time to publicly say thank you to the people who have done so much for me and so much for the dreams that I have. So I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to the track stars, Ryan, Sean, Jeremiah. They play such a huge role in pushing when my music forward, when the focus of my life was music, right? Or the focus of, some of my life was music. They did so much to help push that forward. To Jeremiah, like telling me to stop using FMG or the Freedom Music Group as a crutch and go do your thing, right? To Sean doing his own thing, like pushing out his own project and putting all the effort into his project. Man, that mattered so much because I can watch him go through the process and see what it looks like, what success looks like, and what does failure look like, and then what does recovering from failure look like, and then what does like ultimately completing something that you set out to complete look like. And I was thankful to go through that process with, on the sidelines at one point and then actually being in it. And then Ryan, who's just like our biggest supporter, like our biggest cheerleader. Ryan's like frat. Yeah, I mean, Ryan is frat. Like, and so, I talk to Ryan all the time, and I talk to all of them all the time. But, Ryan was actually just big and pushing stuff and opening up doors and getting gigs for us when music was the focus. And then just recently, he's been such a big pivotal part in opening up doors for just movement forward for the group that I'm in now, or the focus right now of my artistic life, which is basically my team, my voice, MTMV. And that's kind of what I've been thinking about. So, man, I can't say thank you enough to all the doors that they've opened, all the connections that they've made, all the just allowing me to be sitting on those interviews. What I'm doing now is, mostly MTMV. What I'm doing now artistically is MTMV, and they played a pivotal role in that. Ryan and Sean just hooked me up and allowed me to go to Flavor Fest and get drops and interviews and do all that kind of stuff, and also bring in my team. So, and I'm gonna talk about my team in just a second because I gotta give a huge thank you to them. But they, opened up doors for that. So that's a big deal, right? Like they hooked us up with being a part of Flavor Fest, getting us there, letting me serve on a panel and speak to people about the journey that I'm taking right now. Also, the journey of balancing me as a scientist versus, me as an artist. That's been a journey in and of itself, but they opened up a door for me to share that. And so on top of that, right, gotta go back to Jeremiah again. Because mainly what I was doing for a while was interviewing. I was just interviewing people over and over again. But the very first interview that I was gonna do, just kind of by myself, Jeremiah was like, okay, here's what you do. This is how you interview. He kind of broke it down step by step by step on how to interview and who to interview. not who to interview, but how you interview people that you don't know, right? Especially in the CHH, because it's tough. You don't know everybody. Faces change all the time. Name changes all the time. Like, you'll be surprised. One day somebody's like in the audience, right, talking to you, and like, hey, next thing you know, they're like big time rap artists, and you're like, oh, it's a different vibe. It's a different vibe. People shoot up the ladder so quick, and they fall quick too. Like, some people fall quick, but a lot of times it's the other way. If people go from fan to like star so quick, man. And it's so funny because we're all stars, like, and what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is, man, we all call here to shine. That's what we're supposed to do. Let your light shine, right? So everybody's a light. Everybody got it. But some people got elevate quickly, and when that elevation happens, man, figuring out who they are, what their story is, you know, it's a part of the fun part of being in CHH. But Jeremiah helped me unleash and open that up. So definitely shout out to them. And I thank them first in this artistic space, because they kind of opened up so many doors, right? They just opened up so many doors. And they still do. Like, I can literally call these dudes right now and ask for advice, ask for opinions, ask for growth tips, ask for business moves, right? Right now, I can literally call. I mean, because they the homies, but still, like, being the homie is one thing, and then being somebody who's like, you know what, there's something that we've kind of figured out, and we don't mind sharing that secret with anybody. Big, big deal. And I really, really appreciate them for being like that. Next thing is, I definitely got to talk about my team. The Voice, Will, Conrad, Miles, Venora, C. I mean, just like all everybody, y'all. Like, golly, what can I say? Not the same podcast. C. Micah, Robert Dean, even Ed Robinson at one point, who was on our team. Got a shout out. Oh, we just added a new person to the team, Sierra. So C, thank her too. I got to thank some older people who were a part of the team, but I'll get to them in a second. And JT, and Keisha. but as I mentioned, all these people, I just collectively say that the reason I want to say thank you to them, or the reason I would say thank you to them, is because, man, like, they saw a vision, and they decided to support and attach their time and effort to that vision, right? Like, Miles Austin, I've been on Miles Austin for mad long, yo. But like, him saying, you know what, I believe in what you're doing, and not only do I believe in it, but I'm gonna give my time almost every Wednesday or Monday or whatever, right, to like push your vision forward, but also link and attach my dreams and visions to your dream and vision, and make this thing work. The Voice, yo, The Voice is incredible. He got so many other things that he's doing. But he's somebody who's like, yo, I want to see this mission move forward. And he's the one keeping me accountable, telling me what, like, he's always doing stuff like that. And I can't do nothing but say thank you for him and everything that he's doing. And everything that he does and everything that he's been doing, he's been key. Will Smith is probably the person who I argue with the most. Out of anybody on a team, if it's going down, it's going down with Will Smith. Like, that's my dude, but yo, we be arguing, yo, all the time. But man, you talking about, like, yo, I'm trying to get to the draft. Will's like, I'm on, like, I'm with it. I'm headed to Louisiana. Will's like, I'm with it. Like, Will's with it. And Will has so many talents, yo. Like, he just shot a movie. He's in multiple movies. He's probably in movies that you know. Like, actually, no, he is in movies that you know about. You don't know he's in there, but he's in almost every movie you know about. And he's such a dynamic talent, yo. He's doing all kind of stuff. And he's somebody who consistently, like, yo, I'm here. I'm there, yo. Like, let's push this thing forward. And that matters so much to me. It means so much to the team. Conrad was somebody who was a part of the Track Stars universe. Conrad is like, yo, like, Conrad's known me since I was just going on Track Stars every week, but Conrad's been like down for the mission since he joined the team. He came on the team and he just jumped in strong. Our whole YouTube channel was all Conrad. Just going live, man. Conrad's just been so amazing to the squad, you know, and I can't diminish what he's mean at all. Like, he's phenomenal, yo. He's been so phenomenal to the team. And like I said, yo, Miles, if you talk about somebody who's like ultra talented in so many different ways, that's Miles. And he consistently brings that talent. Venora, yo, Venora is somebody who I saw, who I saw her doing, like, you know, just kind of tweeting stuff on Twitter, and she was doing her thing, but she was writing articles, I think at the time for Ambush, and I think she still does that every now and again. But Venora was awesome, phenomenal, yo. And I was like, I said, yo, like, can we do an interview? So she did the interview, and ever since doing the interview, I introduced this thought I had, and she's been down for the team, and she's been like the heart of the team. Like, she's the one pushing forth efforts to reach the community. That's what she was doing on her own. But because of what she was doing on her own, it just influenced me to want to do that stuff too. And so, you know, you surround yourself with people who are pushing and doing great stuff, and they'll influence you to do some great stuff too. And she's one of those people who's consistently on her thing. She's so organized and on her thing. And so when I see that, I'm like, yo, that pushes me. Like, that pushes the squad, yo. So I can't, you know, I would say thank you. I say thank you. Not the same podcast. Man, those brothers are ridiculous. They're phenomenal, yo. And they do some amazing stuff. But they're also, they're about excellence. And their commitment to excellence is just, it's remarkable. So their commitment to excellence pushes me as well. It's like, yo, I want to see their podcast go through the roof, right? And it should, because they're phenomenal. Like, they next level, yo, real talk. Like, but just them being around just kind of helps the team, evens the team out so much, yo. So I'm just blessed to have all these people around and for the stuff that they do. Like, JT ain't, and like, he ain't been with us lately as much, but I understand that. I really do. But JT was another dude who's like, yo, I'm here, I'm with it, let's do it. And that belief in my vision and my dream is like, that matters, yo. It matters. People say, man, nobody believed in me. Nobody believes in me. But there are some people who believe in you and show it, and that they're to support you. And I can't say thank you enough for that kind of stuff, right? So I would definitely say thank you. Oh, my little sister, I want to say thank you to her. She created our website. So that's such a big deal. And you know what? It's funny that you want to go on a thank you rant and have time to say thank you to every single person. But, and you know what's funny? I know that after this, these things get you in trouble. And you know why they get you in trouble? Because then you forget somebody who did something big. And like, you're like, dang, I forgot them. Oh, I'm sorry. It was in my, like, you know what I mean? And I didn't write this down. I just picked up the phone and started talking. But I got to say thank you. I also want to say thank you to my beautiful wife. Y'all don't even know. Like, she helped me come up with the name MTMV in the first place. She just said no to every other idea I ever had and then said yes to this. So she's a big help. And she's also always pushing me forward. Push this forward. Do that. Do this. Do this. Right? Don't get lazy. Push. Don't be inconsistent. Push. And so that's such a big deal. That's such a big deal. And I get big help from her, and she's always kind of guiding me for, there was a time we went to do a retreat. She helped plan the whole thing out. Both retreats she's helped planned out. And honestly, she's like my battery pack. You remove her from me, I promise you, I'm done. She's like a battery pack. And I need that. You don't always see her, but you're gonna hear her most of the time, but you won't always see her, like, you know, doing stuff, but she's a huge support. So I'm surrounded by support. I'm surrounded by blessings. I'm surrounded by all this stuff. And I'm just, like, thankful. I saw a video of a sloth in the middle of a street trying to make their way across the street. A man stops his car and picks up the sloth and puts it on a tree. And once the sloth gets its footing, it reaches back to the man to signal, yo, thank you. I don't want to call myself a sloth. I don't want to call myself a sloth. No, I really don't, right? And I don't want to call myself a sloth at all, because I'm not. But sometimes I do move at a pace that's my own. I move at my own pace. And the support, the team, everybody around me, man, they pick me up and they put me on the tree. They're like, yo, you need a website, you need a this, you need a that. Jason Bordeaux was another one. Yo, I had an idea for a podcast. I didn't know what to do or where to go. Jason was like, yo, here, try Anchor, bro. And I was like, all right, cool. I'll try Anchor, give Anchor a shot. And he was like, yeah, give it a shot, man. It's going to, like, you know, here. He walked me through it all. He actually walked through most of the team. The team that kicked off and started with me, right? Like, that whole team. Aaron Simpkins was on the team at one point. Y'all know how much I love Aaron. So Aaron Simpkins was on the team. Damo was on the team. I mean, just so many people in the TrackStars universe. They've been on the team. Crispy's actually still on the team helping out with so much stuff. He's the person who pushes our post out, and he makes all the funny posts of all Crispy, right? And so all the stuff that we do behind the scenes. Camille be hooking us up. Camille's the one who gets us all that. So if we get a chance to interview, you know, big people, or get a chance to go and sit in places that you don't expect us to be, like media passes, football games, most of that stuff, Camille, yo. And so, anyway, the sloth reaches back and says thank you, well, he doesn't say it, but he signals it. And man, like I said, I'm not a sloth, but I do wanna. If the sloth can reach back and say thank you, then gosh, so can I. I want to reach back and say thank you. I want, because I and we're still moving together. So thank you to every single individual pushing, and thank you for everybody who's still like listening to this. I know it's been like 3 years since I've recorded one of these, but if you just pop up on it or run into it, then hopefully this gives you a chance to understand what we're doing, what I'm doing currently, and what's going on. If you want to hear me every week, then I'm on MTMV Sports, and I'm on TrackStars every now and again too. But I'll actually be doing these again. I like these. I like to just kind of share my thoughts, and I think I'll do these a little bit more professionally in the future maybe. I like doing these, but I definitely want to say thank you. I have to say thank you before I go to my mom and my dad. They're huge supporters of me, and they set the foundation for everything that I do. So my mom, my dad, I must say thank you. Monica, so I have a cousin who's been the biggest supporter of MTMV like ever. She's there for all the shows, yo. She's there for all the shows. She's listening, she's commenting, she's watching the shows. I'm like, yo, Nikki's always there. And y'all don't even know, like as a kid growing up, my mom, we didn't have a lot of people in our family that graduated from college or that was actually, you know, deep in education or doing anything for real. We had some people, but you know, not everybody was educationally moving things forward. But Nika was always doing that. She was my first major role model outside of my mom and dad. Like, she was the first major one. She was the first one who I saw when I was growing up. She was in this program called True Love Waits. And, you know, she made a declaration she wasn't having sex until marriage. And she stuck to that declaration, yo. Like, she really, and it was all in the newspaper. Like, it was, you know what I mean? It was like a thing. And I watched. I don't know if she knows that I watched, but like, I was waiting. I didn't want her to slip up. But, you know, I was waiting for her to get married because I wanted her to have that victory, right? And yo, real talk, she did it. I don't, you know, you will never know what actually happened, but I believe in my heart she did it. And that's so cool. That's so cool, you know? And that made me see something. That helped me to see something. And that helped me to see that, yo, you can honestly be disciplined. You can honestly be disciplined. You can honestly discipline yourself. You can honestly dedicate a particular part of your life to God and really stick with that and mean those things. And she was a huge role model then. And gosh, even right now, right? Her, the parent, is phenomenal. But she's still like supporting me right now. Like if I go live, I bet if I was doing this live, I probably have one live listener and it'd probably be Nikki. But I'd be thankful from the bottom of my heart for all the things that that she's done, all the time that she spends pushing us forward and supporting us. So, yo, I don't know how this sounds quality wise. I really don't. And I'm not sure that this is going to be like the most quality podcast today. Who knows? But I had to get this out. I had to say thank you to all these people, right? And I pray I'm not missing anybody. And I haven't written this down. So if you're like, yo, how dare you miss me? Yo, forgive me. Forgive me, right? But other people that I want to say thank you to, I know Vlad's my boy. Vlad's like we call him the playmaker, yo. Like, we have initiatives, we have stuff going on. He's always pushing, always like giving me like little stuff that's going on, right? Always somebody I can have a conversation with. Always somebody knowledge wise who can challenge me. Like, I don't know if a lot of people can challenge me, but yo, he can honestly, like, he's cold blooded. I'll just say that. He taught me how to play fantasy football. And if you know anything about me, then you know how much I pride myself as being a fantasy football guru. Well, this dude taught me how to play. And, like, it was, you know, and I don't know. Who cares, really, you know, about my fantasy football prowess? But I don't care about you. That matters to me. And I appreciate him being a true friend, man. That really matters, because you don't get a lot of those in this life. Izzy, that's my sister. She's doing big things with her business. And her moves encourage me constantly. They encourage me constantly. Because, I mean, she's doing huge things in Africa. She's going in stores. Like, she's on the news. Like, she's killing it. And God, I love to see her killing it. You know what I mean? So, everything that she's doing really, really matters to me. And before I go, if I don't say this, then I'll miss something huge, right? So MC Nice has been one of the biggest supporters. What he did was he saw what I was doing, turned it into a radio show, and increased our listeners from, like, I don't know, you know, like maybe 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 a month to like 50,000 a month, because he put us on Dash Radio. And, well, he put us on God's House of Hip Hop, powered by Dash Radio. But he opened that door for us and opened us to get nominated for a Spin Award. He's been pivotal, yo. And he a cool, real dude who'll have real conversations with you. And I appreciate that so much. Rez, another guy, man. I just don't want to miss anybody, because this one's appreciation, yo. And I feel it's joining my heart. So there's a lot of love. For all these people who have been so pivotal in my walk and in what we're doing. And I'm blessed. I'm so blessed. I'm so thankful. So that's it for me, y'all. Nikia, Rochelle, my mom, my dad, Calvin, Demetrius, Mashika, my baby, my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, big supporters as well. I'm just blessed, y'all. I'm blessed. And I'm surrounded by people who do so much for me and do so much to help my dreams move forward. So if I did miss you, call me. Tell me about myself. I'll listen. And then I'm going to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. I pray this one gets out for real. I love y'all. Thank y'all for listening. I appreciate it. And there'll be more of these coming. God bless.